Radio 4. It's 11 o'clock.
There now follows a BBC comedy programme. Please stop us if you've heard it before.
And now, 30 Minute Theatre. We present A Ticket to Istanbul, adapted for radio by someone who looks a bit like a friend of Harold Pinter. A Ticket to Istanbul.
Psst! British Rail.
Second class return to Istanbul. Date 5763.
£19.45. Off peak. For conditions, see overleaf.
Issued subject to the rules and regulations in the publications and notices of British Rail.
506-37921.
Stroke.
900-734. This is not transferable.
That was A Ticket to Istanbul. Tomorrow's 30-minute theatre will be A Dry Cleaning Docket from Hackney, read by Sir John Gielgud. Details of that and other programmes for the coming week are available in the new issue of the Radio Times. On sale now from all good news agents, priced at just a few pence.
Also in the new issue of the Radio Times, Terry Scott talks about what it's like to be a funny comedian in an interview with one. And there's a searching look behind the scenes of BBC's 9 o'clock news with a full report on the changing of Angela Rippon's antifreeze.
Eddie Waring looks back on his days as dialogue coach to the Flowerpot Men. There's a two-page spread on a man who's found out who Julian Pettifer is, and a middle-aged spread on Michael Parkinson.
There's also a funny article on Magnus Pike's left shoe, but he's hoping to scrape it off. Together, of course, with your usual full coverage of all that's best in TV and radio, plus David Hamilton.
All that and more in the current issue of Radio Times, with a very bad painting of someone doing something on the cover, available now from all good news agents for just a few pence.
And now, a few more details about the new issue of Radio Times. On page one, there's a resume of all the new series beginning this week on BBC, with programme titles in
big print. Saturday.
A new showing of
The Lively Arts, BBC Two, 8:25 p.m.
Looks at the forthcoming star-studded production of As Titania, and Miss Taylor plays Titania to a very unappreciative audience indeed.
Sunday.
And this week, Esther Ranson is given something she really has difficulty getting her teeth into, a bucket. In
That's Life, BBC One, 11:25, so it saves you taking sleeping tablets.
She goes out into the streets asking people if they want a free press. 22 men will appear in court on Monday.
Monday!
On the eve of the MCC's crucial match against the touring one-legged Zambezi Pygmies Geriatric 11, John Arlott finds out where the team for the
first test, BBC Two, 11:25 to 11:30, assuming England go into bat first,
are getting all their new fast bowlers from, in a special interview with the head of Madame Tussauds.
Tuesday!
And in
Film 77, BBC One, but has long words in it, 8 p.m.
A young American director explains how broadcasting can be fun, providing you use the right sort of broads.
Wednesday!
Research shows that most of our listeners like nothing better than Don Davis and one of his quizzes. So at 7 p.m. tonight on Radio 2, we present a new series of
nothing! Thursday!
And a big coup for BBC television in tonight's edition of
Top of the Pops, BBC One, 7:10 to 7:40. But seems like a lot longer.
Producer Johnny Stewart has just contracted the Rolling Stones. He's been advised to stay in bed and lay off fatty food.
Friday!
And in
The Money Programme, BBC Two, 5 minutes after the time everyone switches over to Kojak.
The man who looks a bit like one of the panelists on New Faces discusses business expansion with someone who's got a finger in every pie. He's a waiter in a British Rail buffet.
Yes, all that, plus the date, a little sign saying Radio Times, and the address and phone numbers of the editorial department on page one of the current edition of the Radio Times, available in plain brown wrapping from all quite good news agents at just a few pence.
This is Radio 4. Now for a complete change of mood. Page 2 of the current issue of Radio Times. On sale now from all not all that bad news agents at just a few pence.
And on page 2 this week, there's an interesting feature on Tomorrow's World, which this week looks at the new Japanese fully automated model of Raymond Baxter. The big problem at the moment, of course, lies in the nasty humming and whirring noises and the jerky movements. But they're expecting to add these very shortly.
Also in the article, a detailed look at some of the new British inventions now applying for patents.
Is this the place where I come in and say, is this the patents office?
No, it's the place where I say, certainly, what can I do for you?
Ah, well, I have here a little something I think might interest you.
The next line's been cut.
Oh, has it? Right, how about this then? The Wizzo automatic bolt. Ah, see, it's got the nut already welded to it, so it saves you the bother of screwing it on. Neat, eh? Or, there's this, the Wizzo three-ended sausage, for people who like the crispy bits. Or, what about this, the Wizzo pop-up toaster. Let me show you.
Well, see, that's very interesting, but isn't it the toast that's supposed to pop up?
Oh, God, I think you're right. Oh, help me down off the lampshade, will you?
Come on.
Well, there we are. Well, what do you think?
No, I don't think any of those jokes are worth patenting, I'm afraid. Try Max Bygraves.
What for?
Breach of the peace. Next!
This way, please. Right, this is the patents officer. Off you go.
Right, have I got a terrific new invention? It's a blockbuster. Believe me, you have never seen anything like it. This will revolutionise the world.
I better take your name, then.
Right, Alexander Graham Bell.
Not the Alexander Graham Bell.
Oh, who's the Alexander Graham Bell?
Well, he invented the telephone bell. He died in...
No. I think it must probably be the other one.
Well, what have you got for us then?
Well, prepare yourself to be overwhelmed. And may I present to you my amazing, electrifying, incredible two-legged chair.
Two-legged chair?
Yes, it sounds incredible, don't it? Hey, but here it is. Go on, just try it out for yourself. Go on, sit on it.
Oh, well, all right, then, if you can see it. Oh! He falls over.
Pardon?
He falls over. He's only got two legs. He just falls over.
Well, yes, that is its weakness, yes. But look, apart from that, what do you think? Do you reckon it has got possibility?
None whatsoever. Didn't you ever stop to consider that a chair won't stand up with two legs?
Oh, I see. All right, look, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll saw one of them off, you see? Look, be honest, it's brilliant, isn't it?
Mr. Bell, you seem to have no idea of the basic principles of physics. It just will not stand up on the floor.
All right, then. I'll cut a bit off each leg, you see? Then he'll be too short to reach the ground, you see? And it won't need to stand on the floor. How about that?
Perhaps you wouldn't mind explaining to me, Mr. Bell, what is the point of having a two-legged chair?
The point,
yes.
Oh, isn't it marvellous? I mean, don't it just choke you up, eh? Cool, what would have happened if they'd sent the John Logie bed? What's the point of having television? Here we'd all be sitting around now enjoying ourselves. Don't waste my time. I can go elsewhere, you know.
Oh, yes, like where?
Hyde Park, I can go. Yeah, I can go to feed the ducks. Or I could drop in at my aunt in Catford for a slice of coffee. Here. No, so look, don't beat around the bush. What you say? Just give me a straight yes or no.
No.
Look, I haven't got all day. I want a definite positive decision about my two-legged chair right now.
Mr. Bell, I can see the only way to terminate this interview is to suggest you take note of the chair I'm sitting in.
Yours. Well, I've all it called you. You've already, you pinched my idea, you have.
What do you mean?
Yeah, well, you're sitting in. If that's a direct pinch, that is. It's a two-legged chair with a couple of spares at the back.
Oh! an extract there from page 2 of Radio Times. Later on, of course, it's time for page 3.
Among the fascinating words on page 3 this week are expensive, sloth, and didn't. Along with some exciting new words like navel, vibrator, and upwards.
And on page 4...
more words. Yes, big words, small words, words with the letter F in them, plurals, prepositions, proper nouns, adverbs. There's something for all the family on page 4 of the Radio Times this week. Remember, it's only just come out. So why not buy a copy of the Radio Times now and cover it up? Available from all so-so newsagents, priced at just a few pence.
And now a look at some of the other pages coming your way this week in the current edition of Radio Times. On page 7, there's another in our series of sensational advertisements.
New from K. Burke, the people who brought you Elvis, live from the Piccadilly Circus conveniences.
Come on, sugar.
Little Jimmy Osmond sings Victor Hugo.
Love me, love me, love Liverpool.
And the best of Charles Aznavour. Now, K. Burke's most sensational record ever. Stockhausen's greatest hits. Who can ever forget? Or everybody's favorite. And what about the warm, romantic tones of... and Stockhausen's greatest unfinished masterpiece. Yes, Stockhausen's greatest hits, available from Boots, Shoes, W.H. Looney's, Clothes, Pitman's, and all good roadworks, as used by Robin Ray when there weren't enough table mats to go round. Yes, annoy the neighbours in style with K. Burke.
Extract there from page 8 of the current edition of Radio Times. And there's a whole range of other adverts you can be conned by on the next 3 pages. While on page 11, you can be conned by this week's film review.
And now, this week's films with Philip Hello Sailor.
Sunday, Top Hat. Don't miss the unusual number where Astaire and Rogers tap their way through 30,000 dead Apaches. Perhaps Ginger Rogers would have been more suitable than Roy. However, RKO Radio Pictures went bust soon after for not being able to sell many pictures to radio. Watch out also for the shot of the small pimple on Fred's cheek in Reel 3. His demand that it should be cut out quite ruined the film. Left little holes all over the celluloid. Tuesday, Moses and the Ten Commandments. DeMille thought the rushes were great, but unfortunately the same couldn't be said for the actors in front of them. Don't miss the parting of the Red Sea. It later married Elizabeth Taylor. Thursday, A Night at the Opera. Superb direction by Sam Wood made this one of the Marx Brothers' funniest movies. I counted 87 pimples between the four of them, excluding the controversial thing on Harpo's left nostril, which was at first thought to be a pimple, but later identified as a mole. when it darted up his face and started tunneling through his hair. Friday, oh, Friday, psycho. Nice enough plot, but not a great deal in this one for pimple buffs. Look out, though, for the couple of then virtually unknown pimples on the drugstore assistant, who was later to become famous as Twiggy.
Philip Hello Sailor there with this week's films. One of many extracts from the new edition of Radio Times, which, as we said earlier, is on sale now from all awful newsagents, priced at just a few pence.
This is Radio 4.
Well, now we're at last ready for our next programme here tonight on Radio 4. From Birmingham, we present another advertisement for the new edition of Radio Times.
But on page 30... I'll throw that again. While on page 17, there are details of Saturday's television shows. And on page 18, there's a lot of small print, which some scientists believe may actually be details of radio programmes. And, of course, under the photograph of Patrick Moore's suit crumpler on page 20, you can see this. Excuse me.
Stop.
Beg your pardon?
Stop. This is Beatrice Quint of Chingford here.
I'm sorry.
Stop. You said at the beginning of this programme that if we'd heard it before, we were to stop you. Well, I have heard it before.
Look, madam, you do realise that this joke only works if people are listening to the repeat, do you?
Oh, sorry. Does it?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Obviously. Now get off the line, please. Now then,
you'd
on
think
page...
You'd be better 20... if I didn't mention it, then.
Now, look, what is this? I just put the phone down on you.
Oh, sorry.
We apologise to listeners for what seems to have been a rather longer than usual publicity announcement there on the current edition of the Radio Times. Available, of course, from all nasty, obnoxious little newsagents. We do, as I say, apologise most sincerely. Very, very sincerely, because we're going on with the advert a bit more.
And this week there's a treat in store for all page 32 fans. Yes, your very own page 32 to cut out and keep. And remember, the special Radio Times binder is now on sale for you to store away all those page 32s to look back on when you're old and decrepit later this evening. And on page 33, yes, you've guessed it, another advert.
At last, revolutionary breakthrough. Relief for baldness sufferers. This man is not wearing a wig or any form of toupee.
Arrow points to picture of bald man.
That's because he hasn't yet discovered glue-it-on hairpieces. If you're bald, if chickens keep sitting on your head, if people stick their fingers up your nose in bowling alleys, then you need glue-it-on. Simply send off now for our brochure, and soon you too could look like this.
Picture of man with a brochure over his head.
If, however, you'd prefer to wear a wig, glue it on, have the answer.
Picture of man with silly grin on his face. And a full head of hair.
As you can see, with glue it on toupees, it's impossible to detect even the most subtle differences in hair colour and tone. How is it done? Simple. We just use black and white photographs in all our advertisements.
Also, news from Glue It On. Relief for unwanted hair sufferers. Do you worry yourself sick about unsightly hair?
Picture of woman worrying herself sick about unsightly hair.
Well, just send £673.50 off now to us at Glue It On, and by return of post, we'll send you nothing. That way you'll worry yourself sick even more, and eventually your hair will drop out of its own accord.
Yes, glue it on, the name you can trust, but only if you're really gullible.
That's followed in the next column by details for BBC Two, containing all the information you need to know about BBC Two programmes, like, what the hell was that all about? In the case of the following programme, the answer is very little.
Good evening and welcome to Luxembourg for this, the most glittering night in the international show business calendar. The battle for that most coveted of coveted awards, the Eurovision Raquel Welch Gag Contest. Ah, and here now onto this magnificent stage decorated with two very interesting motifs comes our lovely hostess for the evening, Miss Katia Boiler.
Bonsoir, mesdames et messieurs. Good evening, you load of foreigners. And our first entry tonight comes from Germany, and here is its cracker, Hans Short Trousers.
Hans Short Trousers from Hamburg, who is going to tell the German Raquel Welch gag tonight, Die Herrestore.
Sehr gemischt die und Frischtime Raquel Welch. Mit der Achtung, was zum Impfli sei? Das Herrestore. Und uns gewählt ein, die Schmidtweiß. Komm schon da. Der Coconut Shot.
And that went well. It went well there for Germany. But they've got some stiff competition here tonight from the next country, one of the favourites in this contest, France, who of course won last year with their gag, La Tempête dans un D-Cup. And here they are with this year's gag, Un Jour, cracked by Charles Aznotalent.
Un jour, il est aussi grand, il aura six bras de lampe et ton indigné, si arbouleur, il aura combien pour ses bras durs, mais... Raquel Welch. Qui se passe le bateau sur le bleu. British Leyland Car. Vous ne faites pas un peu cela au mois de l'heure 2022. Attention, ben des landes. Tit for tat.
Oh, and that one has set the place alight there, the French entry. Now it's time for the entry from Monaco. Not rated as being in with much of a chance, this one. Los Mashed Potatoes, with their Raquel Welch gag, El Onacord.
Raquel Welch, she has just gone to the West Indies. Jamaica, no, she go of her own accord.
And I don't think that Lost Mashed Potatoes quite got the idea of the contest there. So as they walk off stage to the sound of their own feet, it's time now for Britain's own entry. Britain's entry composed by joke writer Bad Toupe and performed by nobody very special.
Raquel Welch has just announced she's going in for a trial separation. Bang, ding, dong, la, la, ooh, ding-a-ling, dang, dong, bong. Provided she can find a bra strong enough. Boom, ding, dang, wong, long, dong, bong, along, shoo, la, wing, ding, a dong.
Thank you, Great Britain. Ladies and gentlemen, we are very sorry that owing to great pressure, the two big favourites have dropped out.
And that was the Luxembourg entry there, which seems to have gone very well. We'll know very soon when we've got the score. Ah, is this it?
Buonasera. That's your Roma Bova, the Signorita Fazzoletti, I due ponte, deux points. 2 points.
And that was the Italian entry. And one of the band has just blown a fanfare, but fortunately it was covered by the noise of the trumpet. But back now comes Katia to announce the winner.
Ladies and gentlemen, I see from our electronic scoreboard that this year's winner with 1 point is... Ireland.
Oh, and the Irish contestants have done it after all. And so, as Doherty and Doherty come forward to collect their trophy, two free pass-outs from the Des O'Connor show of their choice, we bid you farewell from Luxembourg and leave you once again with Ireland's winning entry in this year's Eurovision Raquel Welch Gag Contest.
What's the difference between Raquel Welch and a beetroot?
One is used to make wine.
Yes.
And the other is a woman with big knockers.
Those are just some of the delights in store for you in this week's new edition of the Radio Times. On sale now at all smutty, greasy, horribly pusillanimous, malodorous little newsagents. And now we're pleased to say that we are actually going to proceed with the scheduled programme, The Birkis Way.
At last, relief for corn sufferers with new improved Birkis Topaz. Yes, with our Topaz, you can turn off celebrity squares in comfort without even moving from your chair, providing instant corn relief. Yes, this is just one of many amazing secrets revealed by Joe Kendall, Chris Emmett, Nigel Reese, and Fred Harris in The Baggiest Way to Dynamic Living. This week, settle back and listen to Lesson 12, make short comedy programs the Baggiest Way. Again, and have you always longed to be able to make incredibly short comedy shows for radio? Well, just listen carefully and we'll show you exactly how it's done. Well, that's it for another week, folks. If you'd like to learn more incredible secrets, send your name to our cast now, but only if it's Joe Kendall, Chris Emmett, Nigel Reese, or Fred Harris. Otherwise, they won't be able to use it. Send your address to writers Andrew Marshall and David Renwick, and they'll arrange for government-approved squatters to call on you in the privacy of your own home. Finally, send all £5 notes to producer Simon Brett of Stepney so he can show his colleagues at the BBC what they look like. See you next week, folks, and happy dynamic living!
That program replaced the one advertised in the Radio Times.